Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie. This is a podcast on the edge of consciousness where science, spirit, and the unknown collide. What if the truth of your existence has been hidden not from you, but within you? In this exceptional episode of Dare to Dream, I sit down with Maria Martinez, who is a cosmic weaver, quantum alchemist, and multidimensional traveler. And she's going to reveal what's really happening behind the veil of reality. Maria shares the deeper architecture of the human energy field and how you can reclaim your divine sovereignty. What if the key to reclaiming your power has been hidden in plain sight, encoded within your DNA? Maria doesn't just talk about other worlds, she's walked them. From stepping aboard starships to working with plasmic intelligences and clearing unseen interferences affecting humanity. This isn't just a conversation, this is a wake-up signal. And with that, I welcome Maria Martinez back to the Dare to Dream show. Hi, it's so great to have you here again.
Thank you. Such a pleasure to be here with you and to share with everyone. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'm going to be seeing you live and in person in a few days at the New Living Expo. I can't wait. Are you going to have a vendor booth there besides speaking?
I will have a vendor booth, and I'll be doing sessions there, activations with the whole audience. I like to do a little bit of a, when we get there, a little bit of a clearing for everybody and everybody that comes by to amplify the space. So I usually do that to begin with, and then I start inviting everybody into my booth who would like to have more and go deeper and expand even more.
You make it sound so humble, but what I know from seeing your booth at Conscious Life Expo for the past 3 years, you can't get in your booth because there's always someone sitting there getting a session with you. And then they go out and they must be telling other people, because I don't know if there's a waiting list or how that works, but it is really hard to get in to see you.
Yeah, it usually turns out that way. We have a schedule. We have people coming in, signing up. And I try to see as many people as possible. I know there's been times that I've stayed there to 11 o'clock in the evening to serve as many people as possible, because, you know, we're there, everybody's there. And how amazing is it to come to an event, experience for yourself, be a different person, go home and have already integrated it. So that's what we like to do.
So much about you already, but I always like learning more, and there is always more, especially with all the gifts you have. So I want to start with a big question, but a curious question for you, Maria. What has been the most emotional or life-changing encounter with an interdimensional being? And what did it teach you?
Wow. You know, as soon as you started asking that question, I saw flashes of all these different events, meeting different beings at different times in my life, where it was almost like, you know, you were sort of like at a crossroads, and then a being came in and then it moved you in the direction that you needed to go. You know, when I decided to have my kids, when I decided to go through the pregnancy, then when making hard decisions. That was a really hard decision, but that was a very emotional decision because I was a little bit older, had other risk involved. And I remember first getting pregnant and then having a miscarriage. But before I had sort of the test, the proof of having a miscarriage, I knew that I had a miscarriage or it was going to happen. And I had three very beautiful luminous beings that came in and did surgery on me, and they removed the parts of my DNA that were no longer needed. They actually healed my womb, my spiritual womb and my physical womb, and then they came back a second time And this was all, you know, when we talk about the womb, it's not just the physical, but it's everything that we are creating, and the earth is also the womb. It's everything that we are, and it's everything that we hold. So though I was going through this experience, getting ready, or, you know, getting myself ready physically, mentally, emotionally, for becoming a mother, there was other things that were happening alongside that, which was bigger than just that, which is my mission and the contribution and the transmission and the downloads. So it was, I would say, if I were to like point out or pick one experience, I would say that was, because it was one of the earlier ones too, and it was a big pivot point in my life, that I would say that was one of the biggest experiences where the numinous beings came in. They made me feel so safe. I could feel everything that was happening in my body as they were doing the work, but it just felt so loving and so supportive, and I just knew everything was going to be okay. And I knew that my kids were coming, and I knew exactly when, I knew who, you know, the twins coming in first. But I also knew that that needed to happen for many reasons, for my physical body at that level, but the multidimensional aspects of me and my mission also, because they are very they have a big mission as well, and they were preparing me to hold them and their frequency as well. So it was very empowering, very humbling, very honoring, very loving. So many different things, very joyful.
And imagine that would change you massively. I mean, that's a really big one. Pregnancy.
My heart really opened during that time. I could feel like this huge opening of my heart during that experience. And then it continued after that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you for sharing that. I know you have physically and energetically visited starships. A lot of people dream about that, don't actually get to have that happen. But tell us, for you, what actually happens aboard these crafts, and why were you being invited there?
Yeah, well, we go to the spaceships for many reasons. One, it's sometimes we go as a council, especially a lot of us who are light workers and have a mission, galactic mission, that we're working with other councils out there. So we go, we meet with them, and we get sort of updates of, in the new level mission. Many times we're gathered, and in reality, we're all in different places, different dimensions, but it feels like we're gathering because it feels like we're all together and we can interact with each other. So that's one of the reasons we go there. And that's one of the reasons I go often to the ship. And especially when something's changing in the world, either new frequencies coming in or something is changing in mass consciousness, I found myself going there and sort of getting an upgrade in the mission, and everybody's getting an upgrade in their mission, and then we're sort of collaborating together. And then we go back to either our respective dimensions, realities, or even galaxies, but we continue to work together. Weaving in different frequencies into the grids, and also into the DNA of Mother Earth, and by doing that, we're also doing it for a humanity. So that's one of the fun things that we do. And then the other one is taking people to their own ship, or taking people to my ship, where they can go into different of the healing chambers. When we go to the healing chambers, it has to do with bridging the multidimensional body, but especially the lower bodies, the mental, emotional, physical, and then to some degree the energetic, with their plasmic and light bodies and their higher bodies, because there's a disconnect that is not allowing them to fully access their divine blueprint, to fully access their technology, and it's creating symptoms here. It's creating either physical symptoms, emotional symptoms, mental symptoms, or caps in connecting to their consciousness, like ceilings. And it also manifests in wealth consciousness and their abilities to fully embody their technology as light workers, as way showers. So when we go into the healing chambers, they work with different beings there. Sometimes I've seen the mantis come in, Andromeda Nectarians come in. Many hybrids, because I have like a connection in history, DNA with hybrids. So I'm Andromedan Arcturian, Sirian Arcturian, and then other luminous beings that come in that are really connected to Sirius B. and they work with the individuals, and it's always purposeful and divine timing, meaning that when people come to me, it's because we've connected in other lifetimes, or we have a connection, like an agreement, and I am the conduit, but they're directly working with these higher beings. So it's the readiness. Is there same yes? Is there them saying, I'm ready to step into the next level of whatever that is, whether it's this next level mission, health, wealth. And it's beautiful because, you know, I observe the process and I can stand back and see, it's like this beautiful masterpiece that is happening. And I can see the frequencies that are coming in as codes. I can see the beings working with them, with their DNA activate some of the codes that are there. So it almost looks like this beautiful symphony that is happening while they are, you know, held in a beautiful space and that GPS stillness and receiving.
Curious, have I ever been, or how do you get somebody into those rooms where there's the healing? Or has my dog Shelby ever been?
Oh, yeah. Actually, both you and Shelby have been to the healing rooms, to the healing chambers, and Shelby quite a bit.
You bet.
It's just because, you know, when a lot of times, like I said, it's, you know, people come to me and they really know where they want to go. I'm just like, okay, I'll just show you the way. It's right over there. And just kind of step back and observe the process.
Oh my God. Super cool. Thank you for that. I had no idea. But they say most of us have amnesia about having hybrid children, about having been visited since we were young, that we have seen, well, I definitely have seen UFOs and extraterrestrials. And I'm learning now to call them star family instead of that. But that's a whole new level. And I'd like to be more cognizant of that because that feels very precious, very special to me.
Yeah. The other experience that I've shared with others is taking them to their own ship so that they can have, you know, your ship is your Merkabah, is your morphogenic field. It's the intelligence that you are, is your divine blueprint, is where everything exists for you, is your potential, is your connection to all your starseed family and all the intelligence and all the wisdom. So when I've taken people to their ship, I just say, here you are, you can go ahead and explore and see, you can go into any room and just get to know what is already yours. And it's been really fun. And maybe we can do that today.
Right. So we have an experience a little bit later on, so definitely stay with us. Thank you. I like planting a seed. That sounds compelling. Yay. I know you also, Maria, talk about times when you remove interferences from non-physical races. Who or what are these beings? And how are they affecting humanity in ways that most people do not even realize?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was part of my original mission. That's what, if I, you know, when every time I call, go back and look at all the memories of my childhood, that's what I was doing. It's been the foundation of the work that I do now. And initially, the beings that I was removing and extracting were demonic beings. And then it kind of got expanded because as I also was able to expand in my clarity and in my multidimensional essence and being able to hold higher frequencies, then when I was able to tap into the full divine blueprint. So what I've noticed and what unfortunately commonly I remove are like shadow beings, shadow dancers, watchers, fallen from all the races, like fallen, even Arcturians, fallen Andromedan, fallen Elohim, fallen reptilians, fallen, which are the ones that are affecting our DNA, which are the ones that want to control, siphon, want to keep us sort of in slavery, you know, in dominance. They want to keep us from fully owning who we are and fully accessing who we are. So what that looks like is either a chronic condition or some kind of disease that the medical community can't figure out, or they figure out to manage it but not heal it. Sometimes what that looks like is a lot of issues with loss, financial loss, not being able to hold it, either getting it and losing it, or not getting it, being able to attract it. And So a lot of struggle, a lot of poverty consciousness, a lot of pain and suffering. And the other thing that I've noticed too with light workers is that they're on their mission and they do things really, really well. Like there's certain parts of their life that they do really well, or a level of service that they do really well, but they still feel like unfulfilled. Like there's still something that's blocking them from fully accessing all of their potential, all of their technology. So that's who I've been working more recently. And this is kind of across the board. Just people in service, therapists, light workers, facilitators, influencers that have a mission and have a transmission, have a message. And that transmission is being sort of siphoned or blocked or diverted. So they're not attracting the right people. They're not getting on the stages. They're not attracting wealth to sustain their mission. So what I've been doing is looking for the root of this, and I look for everything. Like I said, demonic, Luciferian, satanic, shadow dancers, Leviathan, Marduk, Baal, all of it, everything. I look for all these entities that at some point in our timelines have tagged, traced, or marked us for either ownership, for torture, for siphoning, for whatever that is. And once I release that, the transformation is almost instantly, and their life is completely different. I just recently I was working with a light worker who is really successful at what she does, but she had 30 years of pain. And what that looked like in her body is that she could only stand and walk for a short period of time, then her body would give out. It was like degenerating. It was like eating itself up. And there was no real diagnosis. It was just, these are the symptoms that are happening with your body. Your body's just kind of killing itself. So I found different places where she had been tagged, tracked, and traced when she was a very powerful light worker in other timelines. And when we released that, you know, I usually ask people to work with me 3 to 5 sessions because that gives us enough time to work on different areas of your life. So this was the second session. On the third session, she called me and she said, you know, it's all gone. Do you think we still need the third session? I go, it's up to you. If you want to work on wealth, if you want to work on your superpowers, whatever you want to work on, but it's up to you. So she continued to work with me. But after the second session, she was like, after 30 years, all of this is gone. So.
Oh, huge. Yeah. That really is. And, you know, I want to say I had a really nice day yesterday. I spoke at the Hollywood Disclosure Alliance. I'm interviewed so much now, and I spoke yesterday on stage, and everybody had some very magnificent stories to share about their contact experience. Really interesting. And they asked me to start it off. And I was just experiencing while I was talking to the audience how happy I am that, you know, I used to be a media and I thought I was really happy coaching books and doing the PR. And it was a good life, but it's like you're saying that something was missing. And I didn't even know something was missing. And coming into this, my awakening, all my experiences around UFOs, around crafts, around contact with the beings, and just all this benevolent information has changed my life. I was feeling while I was talking how incredibly happy I am, how very satisfied, how much I feel like I've landed. And that's such a great feeling. And I'll tell you something else, a little spicy, but yesterday, the morning didn't start off so nice because I bought my brother a birthday present. He sent me some texts that seemed incredibly ungrateful. It was very strange. And then my dog is having, it's this, a lot of stuff with her health, up, down, up, down. Anyway, I needed to speak to her cardiologist and I've been waiting for 3 weeks. And I finally got a hold of him yesterday morning, and to put it kindly, he was very curt with me. Mm-hmm. And it really was like, oh, really hurt. So I was chatting on our dog walk with my partner, just sort of getting some of this out. What a strange morning. But here's the beautiful thing. I got on stage, I spoke, I was with my people, I was so happy to share my story. And then my brother texted me in the afternoon and totally owned it. I didn't do anything, but he just said, "Man, that was so sweet of you to do all of that, and I really do appreciate it." Like, he rectified what he did. And then the doctor, the cardiologist, called me while I was at an evening party, and he told me all the information I needed to hear. And towards the end of the conversation, he said, "Listen, I was not very nice earlier, and I just have to say I could have handled that a lot of different ways, and I'm sorry. Look, anyone can be a dick, right? We all are at one point or another. We're being pulled 14 different ways, and we behave in a way later we reflect and go, oy, I wish I hadn't have said that and done that. But for me, the everything is when somebody can own it, apologize, and be responsible. I forgive. When they do that, it melts my heart. And so it was such an interesting day that I had to do nothing, and everybody of their own accord circled back, handled it, and it was gone. It was gone, you know? And I feel like a lot of that is the work I'm doing, the work I've done with you. It just feels like the field, if you will, my personal field, my collective field even, is so much cleaner and easier. I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, my pleasure. I was just gonna say how well you play in the field of infinite possibility, pure potentiality, and expectancy, and the love that you have for yourself. Because from when we're there, we can observe everybody else and see, like, okay. And then we stay where we are, and then they start moving toward us. Beautiful. I love that.
That's really nice. Infinite possibilities. That's very true. Because that means that anything can be turned around on a dime. It's not static just because someone behaved away or we behaved away. It's not going to be continuous. That can be shifted energetically and otherwise for everyone involved. And that could create the healing of the planet right now, just
Yes.
that
Oh,
behavior
yes.
alone.
Absolutely. Yes.
How does somebody out there tell the difference between energetic interference and their own trauma patterns? What's the difference?
Oh, that's a really good question because sometimes it's hard to distinguish and sometimes it's the same. So the times that is the same is when we've lived a long time in regret, anger, loathing, that energy itself becomes like an energetic entity and it starts sort of eating away at our light. We can change that. We can change anything. But sometimes where that is, it actually feeds off everybody else as well, because if we're holding that every time we come in contact with others, and especially if we're sensitive, if we're empaths, we take on everything else. So now we're working with our own stuff that we created that took a life of its own, and then everybody else that is kind of coming in and compounding what we're already feeling because of the resonance. So that's one way. And the way to recognize that is how you feel. Like, am I feeling happy? And am I choosing happiness? Am I choosing sadness? It's right. I know sometimes it's hard when we are going through something very, very difficult. But if we give ourselves the time to come within and sit for a moment within ourselves and ask ourselves, is this loving to me? Am I being kind to myself? Am I fully allowing myself to have the best experience or the best chance? Then we can recognize, okay, I'm not because I'm holding this, or I'm not because I'm thinking this, I'm not because I'm blaming this. Then we can start, step by step, making those changes and choosing something different. So that's one level. The other level is when interferences come in. Sometimes we notice right away, like you go somewhere and you come back and you're like, I feel really heavy, or I feel something's off, or just interacting with this person, I got a headache, or I got, you recognize certain things that weren't there. So you've been either pinged or tagged or zapped, and that's how you can recognize there's something else in my field that is not mine. And then you can start moving to clearing it, either by you saying clear, cancel, delete, you moving energy around, you going into meditation, coming into stillness, bringing in the light. moving everything out and pouring yourself with light, and you can choose the color of the light that feels most in that moment appropriate for you. So there are different ways of doing that. But I think when you recognize, oh, okay, something just tagged me or something just came into my field, then you can start taking ownership again of who you are, your sovereignty, by either saying no, thank you, pushing it out and being very intentional with that, or doing what if you have a practice that you do to clear your space, clear your field, clear your aura, and then again, reset yourself. Now, those are the two that are kind of easy. The other one is when it's been there for quite some time or it's deceptive. Like if there's an entity that is deceptive, that hides in the in-between, and either in the between the multi-dimensions or in between the bodies, or it hides at different times that is difficult to see. How you can determine if something is there is by looking at your reality. If you're manifesting in flow and you're manifesting everything that you want, it just feels like, okay, I'm doing the work, I'm aligned, I'm intentional, and everything is coming back to me. I can attract, I can bring things forward. That is you're on track. But if you feel like I'm working really hard, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, I feel like I'm clearing my space constantly, but it feels like something's sabotaging me, or it feels like, you know, as soon as I get there, as soon as I get close to that, it falls apart. So that's something else to look at, an interference coming from the outside that is sabotaging at different levels, whether it's at this dimension or multi-dimensions, but it's sabotaging at different levels. The other thing is your mission and your purpose. If you feel like, again, I feel like I've reached the level that I can reach, but I still feel like there's so much more. And either I feel like my throat is blocked, or I feel my heart is not able to expand as much as I would like to, or I'm not able to attract the opportunities that I would like to, or when I talk to people and it's the ideal opportunity, it feels like they're not interested. So these are other things that we can look at when there's something outside bigger than you. And I say bigger than you in the moment, you know, not because you are fully capable. You are the powerful divine being, but meaning like you haven't been able to see it or notice it. So then we start looking in the multidimension. We start opening up timelines, lifetimes, realities, planes of existence to track them and extract them and move them out of your field.
I was once told by a Sasani being that one of the many species that live inside the earth, and that's really not a correct way to say it because it seems so literal, like we stand on the earth and then there's another one inside. It's not like that. It's an energetic, ethereal place mm-hmm. with portals. So one of the species that exist in there are a reptilian. And that reptilian, and I want to be clear also about that, because there are very good reptilians. They're wonderful reptilians. But this particular reptilian species in inner earth feeds off of the negative low energy of people. Mm-hmm. And I thought, boy, if there was ever an affirmation to bring your frequency up, that would be it. Because I would hate for my negativity, my low vibes to be the mulch for any species. Do you know about them? Is this accurate?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I was thinking the question you asked me earlier, what entities they clear? Reptilians, Draconians, Anunnaki. Reptilians feed on your fear, and they amplify it, low emotions as well. So they keep you in the state of that cycle of fear patterns and insecurity and doubt, so you're not really progressing. Draconians really affect your money, your wealth, your abundance, your prosperity. Same thing, so you're not stepping out and being the designing the life or being the version of you that has it all. And Anunnaki's, a lot of it is with the DNA, and it has to do with your Krista Codex that they suppress or have made changes to it. So these are, I would say, some of the main ones, but there are also many others that are out there. But that I can say, like, it's directly affects you. You can see it. Like when people come to me and they say, oh, this is what's happening. And I can already track either reptilians, draconians, Anunnaki, shadow beings, watchers, or other beings that are there.
The last 3, 4 years, all of a sudden, both in science and in our field, our community, the word plasma keeps coming up over and over. I even interviewed someone specifically about plasma. I'm still not sure I understand it, but it sounds like it's something that has to do with creation. And I know that you work with plasmic beings. Who are plasmic beings? How do they interact with our human field and our DNA? How do they interact with our biology?
So plasmic beings are very, very high frequency. So they're plasmic because they don't have density. They don't have a physical body. They're pure consciousness. And really, in reality, it's pure consciousness. But the plasma is what you're able to see, what you're able to recognize in the field when you're with them. And these very high frequency beings are like architects. So they come in, and the way they interact with our body is they work with a divine blueprint. They're here, and it's really interesting because they're very high dimensional. So usually when I find them, where I find them is in the beyond the 24th dimension, so 24 to 48th dimension. And when you come into the field, and it's a very beautiful field to come into, because it when you come in, it you recognize that you're a body, but your body also becomes the plasmic field. So you're in your field is in the same consciousness with them. So again, you have an understanding of who you are, that you're in a physical body, but in this space, you're beyond this physical body as pure, pure consciousness. And they communicate with you telepathically, but you also feel, you feel it in your plasmic body. You are that essence as well. So you feel it in your plasmic body as they're communicating with you and as their frequency is also shifting. So a lot of times the way they work with you is by shifting the frequency, because you're in that oneness, your frequency is also changing. And you can literally feel it. If you were to look down in that space, you can see the different their codes, but they're not dimensional. They're more liquid codes. So you can feel the codes moving through your body and activating different parts of you. And what that does for you, that first of all, it's like a huge quantum leap that happens in that moment, and a huge opening of the all-knowing eye, your awareness. If you were already clairvoyant, imagine 10xing that. So it's very, very powerful when you're in the field with them, when you're working with them, and how that translates into humanity, especially if you're a way shower, especially if you're a facilitator, you are now that frequency. You're now that transmission to mass consciousness. So you're elevating mass consciousness. And if you were to work with people directly, so there's that direct connection with you because you're a conduit, you're a channel for them as well. So this is very beautiful and very powerful. So they're here helping with the architecture. We say they're working with their own architecture, but we are pure consciousness, and we are also the field, and we are also the earth. So as they work with you, they're working with all of humanity, and they're working with the earth as well.
We have so much help. We really have so much help right now. We have so much love. We have so much care. I want so much for humanity in general to just get it together, and actually watch The Age of Disclosure, the documentary that everybody was talking about a while ago. I finally got to see it, and it was good. But I have to say, if I heard one more time any of these lead characters talk about how we have to be sure that they, meaning the Star family, are not here to do something destructive. And you and I, we've always said, listen, they're so far advanced. They were going to do something destructive. Trust me. Not only would I have done it a long time ago, but it would have been done right. But they don't. That's not their purpose. It's not their, that's a human MO. That's not an advanced species MO.
That's
They're
funny.
peaceful, right? They love each other. And so you talk about these plasmic beings, and it's yet another beautiful example of a species that really cares about us. And so what do you think it's going to take?
I feel like we're already moving in that direction, where we are now, in terms of trusting more. I feel like a lot of us went through the I'm just gonna wait and see And now we decided, I'm waiting and nothing is happening. Now I'm going to do or be, become. And I feel a lot of people are moving into the become. In order for me to see something, change, upgrades, a new world, I have to become. And I feel like a lot of people are stepping into that I am. And then through you are. Because we hold everything within ourselves. We hold the universe within ourselves. We hold the star lineage within ourselves. And I feel like more people are recognizing that. And they're stepping into that space of, okay, then I am that change. I am that conduit. I am that channel. And I will allow that to be so. And they're, you know, moving into their practice. They're moving into their clearing. They're moving into just staying open to new possibilities. Yeah, I say that because I see more of that, you know, when I'm having conversations with different of my clients. Some of them are awakening, but they're not going through the, I have to go through a step. They awaken and then they're ready. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Let's 100%. Activate you fully. Yes.
I have seen that too. And I love that. Yeah. There used to be an old paradigm of, I woke up, what is this? What do I do? Who do I work with? Who am I?
Yeah.
Oh, this whole path, not yes. like that. People wake up, know the truth, and they're in.
Yes.
It is so gorgeous. And I love that for us. Well, thank you. That's uplifting. What about our divine human blueprint, Maria? You talk about that. How has that been altered or distorted over time?
It has been distorted so many different ways, meaning that, you know, we were created as multidimensional beings where we can know everything, exist everywhere, have different abilities beyond telepathy. Ability to bilocate, ability to, again, create in that moment. And a lot of that has been distorted to where we are now as humans. You know, we were a supernatural being that would just imagine something and so it was, or would intend something and so it was, that could bring a new technology and integrate it and amplify it and create more to where we are now. And that's the separation from when we were created to where we are now. Our original divine blueprint is infinite. It's pure potentiality. It's like magic. I think it and so it becomes. And fortunately, we are remembering that. We are stepping into that now. But we also get to reclaim that that's who we are. And in that reclamation, we can start moving back to close that gap again. The divine blueprint is our technology, is that living intelligence within ourselves that already knows how to heal, that doesn't have to go through lessons and learnings in order to know or experience or evolve or ascend. It's the part of us that says, I am supernatural. I'm just going to remote view over there. The part of us that says, oh, I'm going to talk to that person that's on the other side of the world without picking up the phone. Or that says, I'm going to see what's going on in that galaxy over there and see if I can connect to those beings over there. And maybe bilocate over there and visit them personally. That's who we truly are. And we've come so far away from that because either we were interfered with our DNA or we were programmed in certain ways, or there were different implants in our field, in different aspects of ourselves. So now, again, you know, we've done also a lot of the work where we've removed that, but we're also in the space of knowing. And in that knowing, we're claiming and we're saying yes. So what's happening, that's accelerating that closing of the gap and that coming back to the original form, original beingness. You know, I talk about having it all. We are here in the 3D, so let's enjoy this life. You know, let's, you know, have life by design and fulfillment and joy now, not in 10 years and whenever. We want to condense the time by coming back to that magic that we are, by coming back to that intelligence, activating that intelligence that we are. And even, you know, in this conversation, I'm seeing pictures of the divine blueprint kind of expanding and kind of not morphing, but it's because it's an intelligence that continuously expands and changes shapes and amplifies itself. And that's what I'm seeing right now in this conversation. For us and for everybody that's listening or that will listen to the show, you know, the divine blueprint is you, your connection to yourself, that intelligence within you, that power, that sovereignty, that strength, that authority, that essence of who you are. And it's the full reclamation, the full ownership of it. And as I'm speaking, I can feel sort of this pulse happening within the field and the divine blueprint. It's almost like a calling to you saying, yes, 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 listen to this, listen, because if you accept it as your new program, then this is what it is. You don't have to wait. I'm getting chills. You don't have to wait. You don't have to, you know, clear. You just say it, accept it, claim it, see it for yourself, embody it. Because we're tuning to different frequencies, tune into that new frequency of who you are, and there it is, and so it is, and there you are.
There you are. That is a cool cliffhanger. Well, we're going to take a pause here, folks, because if something inside of you is stirring, activating, remembering, this is your next step. Go to debbie-dashinger.com/starseed and receive your free starseed report. That isn't just information. It's a reflection of who you truly are out in the galaxy. Learn about your galactic ancestry. That's Debbie with an I, D-E-B-B-I, Dashinger, dashinger.com/starseed. And if you want to experience this energy that you're listening to live and in person, Maria Martinez and I will be speaking at the New Living Expo. That's April 17th through the 19th. You can join us. Get your tickets at newlivingexpo.com. I am co-hosting a 9-week channeling intensive that begins on Thursday, April 23rd. For those of you who've been watching this show who work with me, you know I love channeling. I think it's amazing to be able to access these higher level beings. And for me personally, ask any question because I have loads of questions. We have 13 world-renowned channelers getting together for this event, 9 weeks of transmissions and teachings, one global activation. Will you join us? The channeling intensive with myself, Debbie Dashinger from Dare to Dream, and with my dear friend Neil Garr from Portal to Ascension. This is your invitation to connect with the realms beyond. I'm excited to be part of this. Enrollment is going to close soon, so book your spot. You can register at thechannelingcourse.com, and it's all in the show notes, thechannelingcourse.com. If this conversation is resonating with you, don't just watch it, amplify it. Amplify it by commenting, subscribing, liking, share. Help this message reach more people who are ready for it. And now Maria is going to tune into the field live, and she's going to offer us whatever is in her knowing that is best to give us healing, activation, clearing. They're all such pedestrian words for what you really do, but why don't you guide us through what you know is best right now? This is great for those live with us, but also for folks who are going to enjoy the replay.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Yes, the energy is already coming through. I see a lot of energy coming in through your throat chakra, and I'm looking at the group energy. So let's go ahead and come into this beautiful sacred space. Surrender for the moment. Open up your heart to receive, knowing that you're safe, knowing that you're held, knowing that you're loved. Take another deep breath. Surrender, relax, come inward. Beautiful. So if you're sensitive, psychic, clairvoyant, you probably felt an energy shift at the moment. Your divine team came in. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Go ahead and relax further into your heart space. Relax into the center of your head. Relax into your body. Realizing that you're in a physical body, your temple, your organic suit. But you're also multidimensional. So we're going to expand beyond your consciousness. We're going to expand and elevate beyond your physical body, your physical awareness. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Beautiful. Again, you are with your team right now. You either have three or four guides with you, so you can maybe tune into them, see who's there with you. One more deep breath. And originally we said we were going to go specifically to the ship. So this is a part of the ship. So you may not in the moment, but you will have a chance to explore your ship. In this one, we're going to go directly to the field. We're going to go to the plasmic field. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Open your heart space. Elevate. Some of you, it's almost like your arms are out and your guides are behind you and they're holding your arms and elevating you or lifting you, bringing you to the space, to the ship. Some of you may feel like you're going up an elevator. That's perfectly fine as well. Some of you may feel like it's moving a lot faster, almost like that roller coaster going up straight ahead. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Whoa. Feel yourself in this beautiful plasmic place. We actually started in the 13th dimension and we're moving up into the different dimensions. So it's you're here in this place, you feel the expansion, you feel the upgrades as we move forward. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Experience yourself beyond the body. Feel, experience yourself beyond your consciousness. You're aware of yourself. And begin to surrender into this moment of now to experience the beautiful plasmic, high frequency, divine essence, beings of light surrounding you. They look very, very tall, very plasmic, very tall. But the whole space is this beautiful liquid light where you can feel a part of it integrated fully, but also recognize, see as the observer. Unayit atita harakat saraka. The plasmic ground just expanded. Feel, experience yourself like floating or being held, being brought to a center. Different plasmic beings around you. There are actually 13 and there's another one. So 12, 13 that are sort of surrounding you and then there's another being of light. So total 14. Kemehe etse teshi tarati akuraha mauna yetara. Notice how they're communicating with you because they are communicating in a language that you understand and may be sound, it may be tones, it may be sacred geometry, or it may be just a knowing of this conversation that you're having with them. And as soon as you stepped into the center of the field, it's almost like flashes of your multidimensional life started to happen. You may have a sense of that. If you don't, that's okay. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And just go ahead and be there for a moment. Notice what you're being shown. And what they're showing you, it's the places of fragmentation, the places where you were distorted, out of alignment, where there was a part of you that was moved out of balance. Yeah, these are the areas that they're going to work on with you and for you. So we're actually going to expand this even more. One more deep breath. In the sort of outside of the circle, but in the same space, I see other beings, like the Elohim are there, Elohim Elohai. Several Andromedan beings are there, pure source Andromedan, pure wisdom, pure love. And there's a couple Syrian beings in that space as well. These are Syrians with wings. Yamashu akia kia nahania satu sahia kerat sahana mautayaka. Ya siau tu shaha ea siatara mau sha muku huaita. Erin et sahiran sahara sahara maukayet satu janeyete. Earlier, for some of you, I pointed the throat area. Just notice what's happening again. You're aware of yourself. You're aware that you're in this beautiful sacred space surrounded by beautiful divine beings, and they're working with you at multidimensional levels, but you're also aware of your body. So go ahead and feel into the body and feel what's shifting in the body. Again, the throat, the heart, back of the heart, especially in between the throat, so access portal and heart area, so toward the back of the high heart area. They're extracting what were implants, what were fragmentations, what were some of them feel like they were implants of technology, like Borg technology, Beast Machine, Leviathan, Zeta, and some Jehovian codes as well, although those were a little bit in the bottom. They're going to remove all of those. You know, as you hear the frequencies coming in, as you hear the tones, feel, experience yourself, feel the waves of light moving through your body. There is no density, your pure plasmic field, your pure plasmic consciousness. Experience yourself as the field of infinite possibility, pure potentiality. Experience the field as the universe within you that is expansive, that it corrects itself, that it knows what to do. So as you're hearing and as we're picking up what's not yours, you're instantly allowing yourself to correct. You're bringing in the new. You're realigning, recalibrating, resetting, recoding. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So what you may be experiencing, I'm channeling at the same time. What it's being released is kind of this dark, gooey stuff that is flushing out of your field and is being removed, like luge energy. It just feels like this kind of liquid black energy that is being pulled out, extracted from the multidimension. From the plasmic field, from your divine blueprint, and it's being released, and it looks like just sort of this shower of icky, kind of dirty energy that is falling off of you. So let's expand the field even more. Beautiful. A big extraction happened from the access portal. There's a little piece that is just below the access portal. It's sitting on your shoulders. That is going to be pulled out. And that may feel like a big release, like a big sigh. You just let go of what was hooked in, what was implanted, what was hanging on, what was interfering. And they're just running the Christic Codex, the Christic River Spiral through. And that is washing the residue, washing the debris, and just filling in the spaces when the spaces. You can experience yourself in the field, the plasmic field. Some of you moved up, so we started in the 13th. Some of you moved up a couple levels, 14, 15, and a few went up to the 23rd dimension. Mauta, hieriatsita, shi akia kenanatsatuja. Hierotsutuja mina yetere tere kekere. I receive, I'm open to receive, I allow, I give to myself, I honor myself for who I am, I recognize who I am, the truth. My ultimate truth, my powerful truth as the eternal flame, as the core star, as the divine being, as the Christic Codex, as the intelligence of my divine blueprint. Yama una, tsirita, tsiauku, harea, sita, shirama, uka. Many of you are already coming back down, and that's perfect. We're ready to come back. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Yadutsatia, shiakene, yetsete, shimehene, kyakura, nasita, shuukatsuta, yatsutaraka. As you're coming back, so this is a place that you can come anytime. Go ahead and notice the interaction you're having with the plasmic beings as you're coming back. There is some message that they're giving you. There is sort of like an ongoing invitation. And they're also letting you know what they worked on today and what they will continue to work on when you come back to this place, when you come back to work with them. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. The plasmic field is within you. We talked about the ship. You have your own ship. This is within your ship. Miausa tiahi nanatsita karo hanamaka unasati ajia ia karatse meheneke wanana yasya tiaja ia karatsari ijairi amauna yotuturu usati shahu maha esa ita I ajiau. Go ahead and take one more deep breath, then let's come back. Come back, come back, come back, come back, come back, come back, come back.
Amazing. Oh my. Deep. Beautiful message too, by the way. Wow. Really needed that. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Holy moly. This is why people go see Maria. She speaks in an event, you know, you can get this in a group or at her booth, etc. Deep. It's really deep. What is divine sovereignty, Maria? I know you talk about it. Why is reclaiming, I don't know if I can speak right now, why is reclaiming your divine sovereignty so crucial at this moment in human evolution?
Yeah, it's so crucial and so important because of the separation from ourselves. So we haven't truly owned everything that we are. The original creation became distorted or was distorted, and then we were siphoned, we were fragmented, we were manipulated in so many different ways. So right now we're creating from that. You know, many of us have done a lot of work, and every time we do work, we create from the next level. So imagine if you could reclaim the original creation, if you could be the original creation. All of these obstacles, everything that has been distorted in your reality would not exist. And what would that do for you? Everything that you want to do in as your soul's mission, everything that you came here to do would be attainable and would be easy and would be accelerated. The healing that we came here to do for Mother Earth, for humanity, that will happen instantly because we're not holding any discrepancy. We're not holding any blockages. When we hold the totality of who we are, we create a different field for everybody else to step into. And when they step into, they immediately turn on. They become activated. So it's really important for you to say, I am free, and I claim my freedom from everything and everyone who thought they could own a part of me. That's why it's so important, right? That's what happened. Others thought that they could own a part of you, whether it was your light, your essence, your energy, your mindset, your feelings, your emotions, your actions. They've been creating for us. All of that has been creating for us. So we're moving into becoming the mighty creator that we are, the universal creator, the divine creator that we are. So it's important for us to say, I recognize what that is, and I recognize that has played a role, and I will not tolerate it anymore. I will not allow it anymore. And begin to extract and remove all those pieces out and lean into the light of who you are, the core essence, the central sun, the core star, the eternal flame, and expand and amplify it in that field, because that would also alchemize the residue of that. And what that would do for humanity would be so amazing. When we're talking about, let's get everybody awake and online, that would happen instantaneously.
We're right here at the end of the show, and I just feel like this came in, and so I'm following energy because it feels very important, because there will be people out there watching us, listening to this, who are parents. And you parent in a way I think I can honestly say I've never seen before. And who your kids are, it's next level. It's important, right? And so we're talking about divine sovereignty. We're talking about rewriting timelines. We're talking about releasing interferences and becoming your true magnificence of who you really are without everything that tried to manipulate us, but as the pure beings. And talk about this from the standpoint of being a parent, and maybe share a little bit how you are raising your kids and who they are.
Well, it's a blessing to be their mom. The way I parent my kids are from the place of creation, meaning that I recognize them as divine beings, and I recognize that they're having a human experience, and I also recognize that when we have a human experience, we think that we came here to learn, so we have to go through these ups and downs, but in actuality, we don't have to. When we recognize I came here to be the highest version of myself, and all these things that I accepted in the past, I can now decide I don't need because I remember who I am. So that's how I parent my kids, helping them remember who they are without having to go through some of the things that we went through. So the pain and the suffering and not feeling good enough and the unworthiness and undeservingness. So I'm helping them see, like, this is the program and this is how people operate, and we can see them with love and compassion. And this is where you can choose to be. So they still always have a choice. They're beautiful divine beings, and they also came here to have their own experience. But then they have all the information available to them to make that choice instead of, not having the information or others projecting into a field or always have others having expectations of what we should do, be, or live. So for them, I have no real expectations of you're supposed to be this, you're supposed to be that. I just remind them of this is what I see for you. This is the agreement that we have together. And I share with them often, when I'm in the astros, I work with them. I work with my son a lot. He comes from this very high frequency technological race, and we do a lot of work together. So, when that happens, I say, hey, we just did this big, project together. And if the more details I share with him, the more excited he gets. My two other girls, one of them, she's always goes to these very high frequencies, always surrounded by beautiful, very beautiful feminine energy and star seeds. And she's, like, he's a little bit of a warrior. He's a shaman. He has a lot of shamanic energy within him. And so does my other daughter and my older daughter, my twin, Sophia. She's like, no, I'm just gonna, we're gonna do it the easy way. We're just gonna think it. And so it becomes. And I love that. And I love that. And sometimes I point out how she's also doing it here. She's like, no, no effort. I decided, and so it is. So I love to see how they're taking these lessons and learnings and being, and how they also learn how to make decisions to create here and manifest here. They're really good students, but I remember when they made that decision as well. They said, okay, my mission is so much bigger than this. I'm just going to allow myself to, for everything to be easy for me so I can focus on the on creating on the bigger mission. So school is easy, school is fun, and you can see that in their results. Like I said, they have a big mission here. They all have a technology that they're bringing in for awakening. Sasha's bringing in lots of healing codes. Sophia's bringing in lots of architecture awakening codes. Lucian, a lot of technology codes. So they're all bringing their own codes that. They're working with their own star families, and obviously doing it now. As they step into this alignment in their soul's mission, they'll do more of that in the physical world. But they do that already when they come with me to these events. They hold space, they hold beautiful space, they ground the space, they create beautiful space for everybody to come in and experience the experience. Yeah.
Love them. And thank you for sharing that because I feel like it's prevalent. It is really important right now. A lot of, it's beyond starseed, the kids who are being born, the gifts they're coming in with, their mission. Oh my. I definitely want to be one of those angels from above to be able to watch as they grow up and become all of who they are and see what it's going to be like here. It gives you a lot of hope. It really does. So
Yeah.
tell us, dear Maria, what is next for you and how can people find you?
Well, they can find me on 360prosperity.com, on YouTube, Instagram as 360 Prosperity, Facebook 360 Prosperity. Come visit. You can do a discovery call or just be part of our mailing list. What's next? One of my very beautiful passion projects right now is the Krista Codex Architects and Practitioner Group, where, I mentioned earlier, I'm seeing more people awaken and then jump into their mission right away. So this group is very beautiful because a lot of the people that are awakening are jumping in and saying, what is next for me? What is my next level of mission? What is, and it's not just like, let me just do this for now. It's like, what's next? What's next? What's next? So we're accelerating, the integration, embodiment, activation, all at once. And we're also doing earth missions every time we get together. We'll go out and ask whether she wants us to do. We also do galactic missions. We go out. So it's very powerful because they're activating their codex. They're repairing their divine blueprint and reintegrating themselves. So they're doing it at this level. They're serving humanity, but we're also serving Mother Earth and other galaxies. So that's amazing. And other things that I'm focused on is really being a transmission and stepping out to bigger platforms like TEDx, television, networks, and doing other speaking engagements that, again, are kind of facilitate more of the awakening that everybody's stepping into, but also to help people have that framework. And especially if they're coming from another industry, the spiritual world, we know, we kind of know, right? We kind of know sort of the roadmap, but other industries are awakening too. There must be more here, too, and they're bringing in more of that awakening higher consciousness. So I'm enjoying stepping out into this area, doing more consulting, doing more executive coaching, corporate coaching, all of that, and looking to get into government as well.
Yes, mainstream must be so hungry for us, and we're ready. We are
Yes.
more than ready. So that's very beautiful mission. And folks, again, her website 360, that's 360prosperity.com. If you would like to come see us live, coming up here real soon, starting April 17th, San Rafael, California. Through the weekend, it is at newlivingexpo.com or just show up and buy a ticket at the door. And starting April 23rd, Thursday, we're doing the channeling intensive. So please join us for this amazing and really unprecedented event that Neil and I put together. That's at thechannelingcourse.com. And I end today's show with this reminder. You are not here to become something new. You're here to remove what never belonged to you so the vast, sovereign, cosmic being you've always been can finally stand revealed. Next week on Dare to Dream, what if healing isn't something you learn, but something your body already remembers? I will be joined by Fran Bailey, practitioner of the Shiva Method, revealing a powerful approach to transformation that bypasses the mind and speaks directly to the body's intelligence. You don't want to miss this. Thank you in advance for liking, subscribing, and being here with us today.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.